It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 17th, 2024. Well, first, a quick look at the weather. We have high pressure rebuilding over our waters. In the wake of a frontal passage, we had a little bit of weather going through that brought us some drizzly weather. So expect steep, choppy seas into today, and high pressure will continue through the weekend with the next significant frontal passage on Monday night. Today, expect northwest winds, 15 to 20 knots, easing to 10 to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest, 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells, 8 feet high at 9 seconds, and gusts to 20 knots tonight. And we do have a small craft advisory in effect through this evening. Let's take a look at today's ship schedule. There's an interesting ship. They're all interesting, but there's kind of an unusual one, not a ship that you see every day here. We have another one of those military sea lift command replenishment oilers on the river today. We had one yesterday as well. Now, this one is called the USNS Guadalupe. She's coming into the river, arriving from Seattle, headed for Vancouver. And I think she's going to a lay berth there, which is a kind of like a place to stop when a ship is not coming into port to conduct any business in particular, just needs a place to stay, pull up to a dock, maybe change personnel. That's a good place to go. And that's a lay berth is a berth that you can just kind of rent for that purpose. And she will pass Astoria around 6:30 a.m. and be in the Portland, Vancouver area by about 12:30 p.m. So this is one of those very, very specialized vessels that can run alongside another vessel at sea, an active duty military vessel in this case. They put a hose between the two vessels that are running alongside one another at sea. And the Guadalupe can fuel up the other ship. So it's a great thing to be able to do for these military vessels to be able to do because they can get fuel without having to come into port. And so this is a vessel that is like, as I've said in discussing these fuel things previously on the show, that she's kind of like a mobile, a portable gas station, fuel station, diesel station for a ship like this. So very handy. We do see them coming in and out of the Columbia River rather often, but not every day. They're U.S. Military Sea Lift Command, and you can tell those vessels because they have USNS before their names. And they are owned by the Navy, crewed mostly by civilians. They may have some active duty people on board as well. And they serve in a support capacity in general to active duty military vessels. Next inbound is the Orient Focus. She's arriving from China, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. She will be picking up soda ash eventually at the Port of Portland. And she will pass Astoria around 8 a.m. and be in Kalama by about 1 p.m. Next inbound is the Pintail. She's arriving from Mexico, headed for Longview's Anchorage. She'll be picking up petcoke there at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. and be in Longview by about 3 this afternoon. Then we have the Martin Island. She is arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She is going to be picking up wheat eventually upriver, and she will pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 9:30 p.m. The Haoyu is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat upriver eventually. And the St. Clemens is arriving from San Francisco. She's bringing in refined petroleum, headed for Portland. And she will pass Astoria around 1:30 a.m. and be in Portland by about 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. In our outbounders, we have the Kypros Land, leaving Portland. She's leaving from the Port of Portland with potash on board, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the Shandong Fuji is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat on board there, leaving around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 a.m. on Saturday. The African Tiger is heading out of Portland. Cement was her cargo, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And we have some ships in the Astoria Anchorage all awaiting orders. We've seen, we've had quite a few out there, and they have headed upriver to pick up cargo. So we've got a handful of them left there now. So they are the Marco, the Light Venture, the Tramos Station, and the Atrotos Heracles, and they're all awaiting orders. So the ships in the Anchorage change frequently, as they do in all the anchorages on the river. Those ships come in from out in the ocean, and they are awaiting orders there. Actually, really, it's the pilots who are awaiting orders to take them where they need to go. And the ones that come in and sit in our anchorages are generally ships that are here to pick up cargo. So you see them sitting very high in the water. You see that dull red bottom paint. That's because they do not have cargo on board yet. When they go upriver to pick up cargo, they'll come down the river, as I've said many times, hunkered down in the water quite a bit. So often an outbound ship looks quite different from an inbound ship here when it comes to bulk carriers. And we do have some bulk carriers that do come in and bring cargo in. We have ships that bring gypsum in to the U.S. gypsum plant in Rainier. And we also have petroleum tankers. Those are liquid bulk carriers that bring petroleum, refined petroleum, jet fuel, biodiesel, gasoline, and also other cargoes like that, other liquid cargoes like caustic soda. Well, as a little footnote for the weekend, I did something this week that I haven't done in a while. I went for a walk on a local ocean beach. In true Oregon spring fashion, it was drizzly and cool and windy, and not a lot of people at the beach, so perfect for a contemplative walk. I was really enjoying the whole experience of it, and the surf was not very big, and it was low tide. I saw a few people clamming. And even though it was not a day on which going in the water seemed like a very inviting thing to do, I had sandals on, and I walked up to the water's edge and put my toes in the water, just to see, for reals, if what I've been talking about with you about our ocean water here is really true, even though I knew it was. So I let the water rush over my feet. No undertow, so I never felt like the water was going to pull me out to sea or anything like that in any way. I just let the water cover my feet and see how it felt. And man, that water was cold, capital C-O-L-D. And as I walked away from it, down the beach, and I was only in the water for just a few seconds, I could feel the bones in my feet start to ache from the cold water, just from that minimal exposure. So yeah, it's cold out there. The Clatsop Spit buoy says the ocean temperature yesterday out there was a little over 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Keep that in mind when the sun comes out and it gets really nice out there. The water will still be that temperature for a while, and it won't get much warmer than that all summer long. Too cold for swimming, really. Now, if you're dead set on going in the water, strongly consider some kind of gear to protect you and give you flotation. Gear is good. Gear is cool. That's all. Have a good weekend. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Transcripts of the show are available with podcasts. Thanks for listening and have a great day.